filling in for Rush Limbaugh. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Stein.
Yes, indeed. America's Anchorman is away. And
America's Anchorman is away. As I have said at the start of all these guest hosting stints for 15 years now, America's Anchorman is away, playing among the stars on that great radio set in the sky for all eternity, because those radio waves never stop. So 3 decades of Rush are flying across the galaxies now and forever. And all those early disc jockey shows are up there somewhere too. At Ronald Reagan's memorial, the president's dear friend Margaret Thatcher said, for the final years of his life, Ronnie's mind was clouded by illness. That cloud has now lifted. He is himself again, more himself than at any time on this earth. Rush's mind was entirely unclouded right to the end, as you know if you heard his last show just a fortnight ago. But for this miserable, ghastly final year, his body was ravaged. And that cloud is now lifted, and he is free of that wasted shell, and in Mrs. Thatcher's splendid words, more himself than at any time on this earth. And I'm not a theological scholar, so I do not know how it works in the great hereafter, or whether they need bumper music of the spheres up there, but I hope Rush's hearing is also restored, and a grand old disc jockey can once again listen to all his favorite hits, like that spectacular intro to Tom Jones doing It's Not Unusual that he especially liked. Rush was unusual, unique, and irreplaceable, nothing like him in the history of American broadcasting. Today, just 48 hours after a grim ending, we all deep inside knew was coming. We will remember Rush, and we will hear Rush in that magnificent voice, the perfect radio voice.
First of all, Catherine, my wife and I would like to express our deepest condolences
for
the loss of Rush.
Thank you.
We loved him. We loved him from the bottom of our hearts. My question is, how did Elton John evolve as the musical guest at your wedding?
Well, that's a great question, Mark. Both Rush and I loved Elton John for many years. And ironically, he happened to be staying in the exact same hotel as we were in Hawaii. We often went out to Hawaii to visit my parents who live there. We would go most Christmases every year for many years. And the year before we got married, just prior, Elton John was staying in the same hotel as we were. In fact, I believe he was in the hotel suite in the floor above us, and we were right below. And Rush and I were on the deck, and we said to each other, how about we invite Elton John to perform at our wedding? That certainly won't be at all newsworthy. So that is exactly what we did. We thought at first it was a bit funny and perhaps it wouldn't happen, but I wrote a letter to Elton John and told him how much we loved and adored him and respected his music and his career, and asked if he might be available to headline at our wedding. And one thing led to another, and sure enough, he accepted very graciously, and he was there, and he was absolutely wonderful. Rush and Sir Elton John kept in touch, as we did, and they spoke outside of the wedding, and it was a wonderful friendship, I would say. There were actually quite a few similarities that might not come across on the surface.
That is very interesting when you put it like that, Catherine, because people think that Elton is just another conventional cookie-cutter left-wing rocker. But actually, he's a much more sophisticated person, and he's very decent and true to friends.
He
doesn't abandon them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, a wonderful man.
Do you have a favorite Elton John song? I know the disc jockey side of Rush. He must have played a ton of Elton in his disc jockey days. But did you have a particular favorite?
We did. We had a lot of favorites that we were actually able to put into the wedding. But I will say that Rush's favorite song, and mine as well, is Your Song by Sir Elton John. And in fact, a little bit of inside baseball, as Rush would say, I played that for Rush in his final days, and he was able to listen to that song, and we remembered our wedding and Elton John in particular.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
One final word on Rush, whom I admired and adored, and in whose debt I shall forever be. Rush never wanted to do a final show, never wanted to retire. Even as his cancer advanced, all he wanted was to be here for tomorrow's show, or if not the day after tomorrow's, or next week's, even as his wretched, broken body refused to cooperate. And so in his last months, he would often have a guest host standing by in the studio, ready to take over in case his great voice faltered 40 minutes or an hour and a half into the 3-hour show.
And it fell to me to be on standby for the last two shows of Rush's life. I was happy to do it. I would have gone on doing it for as long as he wanted. And if you're worried about having to take over at a minute's notice, you listen more intently and you get to know the telltale signs. And at 6 minutes past midday Eastern time on that last day, I heard the hint of weakness in his vocal timbre. And then, as always, he somehow willed his frail and shrunken form to rouse itself and power through for the next 3 hours, so that nobody listening, none of the listening millions, noticed a thing. No one other than me and Catherine and a couple of others would have heard anything other than Rush doing an effortless broadcast and having the time of his life. And at the very end of the show, he chose to thank me for standing by for 3 hours. And so I feel slightly embarrassed that a glorious third of a century run came to an end, not with any of Rush's big thoughts or unique insights, of which there had been so many over the decades. Why Rush makes the big bucks, as another fallen comrade, Kathy Shadle, always liked to put it. Instead, for his sign-off of the last show, there were no grand thoughts, and instead his final words on air were, "Thank you again, Mr. Stein. We'll be back soon." The second part was not to be, and the first part was not necessary. But many people in the last week have pointed out to me those last words of Rush, including some commenters here. It was not by design, it was the roll of the dice, and I feel a little sheepish about it. But today we shall take our leave as Rush took his leave.
Mark Stein, thank you again, Mr. Stein, for standing by today. We'll be back soon.
No, thank you, Rush, for everything.
Enterprises and Oak Hill Media. All rights reserved.